This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Have you gotten a little ho-hum lately, a little blasé about all the planets astronomers have been discovering? There are hundreds of them now, so what's one more, right? Well, what if they found a planet a lot like Earth, so close by in astronomical terms that you might be able to reach out and touch it? It's all happening. Scientists announced the discovery of a planet just like that in a neighboring solar system. It's called Proxima B. Proxima for, like, we could get there, maybe. Lee Billings is an editor covering space and physics at Scientific American. Lee, welcome.
Good to be here.
So 4.2 light years is how far away Proxima B is, and that's close.
That's very close. There's, in fact, no other star closer other than the sun, our nearest neighbor. And that's what makes this discovery so exciting, is that we know that there's tons of planets out there. We know there's quadrillions of planets, I think, in the Milky Way alone. So basically every single star has a planet, as far as we know, based on statistics. And now this is telling us that there's a habitable one, maybe habitable, right next door.
So 4 light years is still 20 trillion miles, right?
That's right.
In terms of actual exploration, maybe not by humans, but sending probes, is there a future where it's realistic to get there?
I think so. Right now, there's already efforts to do that. A Russian billionaire named Yuri Milner has started a project called Breakthrough Starshot that is attempting to develop tiny nanoprobes that could go at maybe 10% or 20% the speed of light to visit the Centauri system. So that's one possibility. And we can also look remotely through big telescopes to find out what's there.
So in addition to its approximation, its proximity to Earth, one of the exciting things about Proxima B is that it's in this place called the Goldilocks zone in the star that it orbits. What does that mean?
So it's neither too hot nor too cold for life as we know it to exist. Life as we know it needs water, liquid water. And that's what could exist in this Goldilocks zone, this habitable zone. Now, of course, there's other problems. This thing is hugging its star in an 11-day orbit. Its year is 11 days. That sounds crazy because obviously we're at a 365-day orbit around the sun. But this star is much, much, much smaller and cooler than the sun. If our sun was a 50-watt light bulb, this star would be a little Christmas tree light. And consequently, there's things like flares that happen that come out from the star and hit the atmosphere of this planet. If it has an atmosphere, it could cause problems. But it could be habitable. There could be things just like you and me there in theory.
A tiny star. It's orbiting really, really close. There could be lots of radiation. Is this a planet that we've observed directly? Can we take a picture of it? Can telescopes peer into it right now?
That's a wonderful question. We haven't detected it directly yet. What we've seen is just the wobble that it basically induces on its star as it tugs it back and forth as it whips around in this orbit. We've seen the wobble. We could get pictures using a future generation of very large telescopes on the ground that are now under construction. These things have mirrors that are around 90 feet across. We could also potentially see it using various space missions, such as NASA's James Webb Space Telescope, which is launching in 2018.
So what we've got is we've got a planet about the size of Earth, probably rocky. We think it's got similar mass to Earth, but it's hugged in so close to this star that it's basically just washed out by a massive glare and we can't see it.
That's correct. Nailed it.
And okay. And to be able to see it, though, we have missions planned to do this definitely, or this is a maybe we'll be able to observe it directly?
I think it's definitely, especially because this sort of discovery, this epochal discovery, there will never be another potentially habitable planet that is closer to us in the sky. So people are going to be pouring their resources into this, pouring their efforts into this, and that's going to let them – so they're going to find out how to do it on the ground-based telescopes and in space.
Is there a chance optically with these telescopes to tell if there is water? Can we observe that, or do we have to go there?
We could definitely tell that. I think we could do that both on the ground and from space with either James Webb or the ground-based stuff. And we could look for things like oxygen that might even be biosignatures, things that living things like you and me produce.
Possible ingredients for life in the Goldilocks zone and close by. 4 light years is nothing in astronomical terms. Proxima B is there, and it's right next to us. Lee Billings, editor covering space and science at Scientific American. Thanks a lot.